The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel! Our passion transforms a community channel that sees all things through you. I am Lord J. Cuyataz, Royal Estacio Jr., hailing all the way from the land of milk and honey, streaming from Wellington, New Zealand, Kia ora koutou katoa from Aotearoa, and I am with...
I am Mac J. Kuya Macaravan, so ang jolly bro ng mga volunteer, hashtag Macwentong Volunteer Streaming, from Mandaluyong City, and you're watching the Season 1, Episode 7, wow, of Chill and Charity Fridays by I Am Making a Difference.
Ayan nga naman, di ba? Happy Friday, Chichatters! Great things start from the small beginnings. And so today, or tonight, wherever you are, whatever time zones you are in, we start by simply believing that you and I, no matter how big or small you are, we can all make a difference.
Because charity begins at home and extends to the communities beyond our walls. Cheers and welcome to the 7th episode of Chill and Charity Fridays by I Am Making a Difference, or simply Chicha Fridays by I Am Mad on TNC, where we talk about love, living, learning, and of course, the magic of volunteerism.
Yes, and at Chicha Fridays, we believe in the power of the simplest smiles that can lighten the mood and the smallest acts of kindness that can brighten the world. Let's do good, feel good, and talk good.
Okay, so for those who have just tuned in, join us every Friday at 6:30 p.m. PST as we make the start of your every weekend lighter and lovelier with the civic engagement conversations that go far beyond politics and chismes.
You're watching Chicha Fridays by I Am Mad para sa masayang bayanihan, chill na talakayan, charity at kulitan. Chichatters, Mac J, mad ka na ba?
Mad na!
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Ayan, ilang days na. It's 71 days.
Ayan. 71 days.
Lord J, 71 days na lang Christmas na. Kaya naman. Diba, nakipansin mo ba, sobrang Christmas na yung ano background ko dito.
Oo nga, eh, kailangan ko mag-catch up. Yes, kailangan din namin ng Christmas decoration. Sobrang exciting, no? Magpapasko na naman alit. And we would like to thank Tita Apple Esplana Manansala, Chief Executive Producer of TNC, and her production and technical team. I Am Mad Content Creators team, Ruth Macowino, Oyam Sara, and the rest of RJs, our madmates, volunteers, and friends all around the world.
Yeah, tama yan. And we encourage our audience, mamadlang viewers and listeners, our chichatters, to share this live stream comment, writer, any message, questions, reactions, shoutout, and tell us where you're watching from.
Yes, kung saan man kayo naroroon, napadpad, or kung saan man kayo nanonood, makipag-interact kayo sa amin para naman masaya tayo yung Chicha Fridays natin, right?
Oh,
but before, before anything else, just a quick update on our Vida Escuela Year 2 fundraising implementation. So far, 32 school beneficiaries have fully completed their implementations. And here are the latest updates. Through our Vida Escuela initiative, we were able to support Biaan Aita Integrated School, an indigenous community from Mariveles, Bataan, in launching their Tribu Ko, Aklatan Ko Home Learning Space Project. And the said project will help the learners, especially the younger tribe members, to enhance their literacy and numeracy skills.
Wow, hindi lang yan, Lord J, ha? In partnership with Amazing Grace Foundation in Australia. Wow, sobrang worldwide natin. We were able to help Kaigin Bayanihan Elementary School in Meycauayan, Bulacan in purchasing materials for the painting and steel matting of their school building under repair. So the project also includes yung a restoration of their office tables and classrooms and their painting of their school concrete signages.
Yes, eh kasi nga, iba't ibang schools, kung ano man yung pangailangan nila, yun yung tinutulungan nating ma-provide, right? And Vida Escuela likewise was able to assist the academically challenged learners from kindergarten to grade 1 of Sagmone Elementary School in Bayugan City, Agusan del Sur, to have 30 wireless speakers and 30 flash drives to supplement their learning other than their printed modules.
Diba? Hindi lang yan, Kuya Taz. I mean, Lord J, ayan na, mali na naman. At magagalit na naman si Wino sa akin. Lord J, kasama ng ating partner org, yung Ayuda. Kasama rin ako physically when I went home in Zamboanga. We were able to provide Don Gregorio Evangelista Memorial School in Zamboanga City with 9 boxes of band papers or 70 reams each for printing modules for their students.
Yes, and hopefully makapag-print sila ng maraming modules because of that. No? And finally, we were able to provide for the 70 struggling readers / learners of Mabinit Elementary School, one of our last mile schools located at the foot of Mount Mayon in Legazpi City, Albay, with school supply kits and storybooks as part of their Bigada Pagbasa program to improve the basic and functional literacy level of the kinder to grade 6 learners. Furthermore, the school is in coordination with the SK Council of their barangay to provide volunteer tutors for their chosen learners.
Ayan. So if you want to know more about Vida Escuela updates and actual proceeds, so you can just check out bit.ly/VidaTracker or visit our Facebook page at I Am Making a Difference for more details.
Yes, naka-flash yung mga URL namin dyan sa baba.
Yes.
At kaya naman, with hearts full of thanksgiving and for the nth time, from the bottom of our hearts, from Vida Escuela Core Team and from all of us in I Am Mad, we say madaming salamat po to our partners, donors, including the new channel, of course, our volunteers and friends. You are all part of this success. To God be all the glory.
Ayan, di ba? Hindi lang. Grabe, ang dami nating updates, ha? Parang ang tagal nating updates. And on that note, Kuya Taz, I mean, Lord J, we are also launching today ngayon, on the new channel, our latest Insti or thematic ad inspired by Maging Bida or yung official song ng Vida Escuela natin, which is now available on Spotify. And syempre, andyan yung concept and copy by Wino, tapos voiceover by Big J. Yung nakakami si Big J, ha? So let's stay hopeful, determined, and empowered to help each other during these times. And maging bida para sa iba, maging bida para sa isa't isa, at maging bida sa pagbigay ng pag-asa. Ayan.
Let's all watch this.
Hindi madali ang pinagdaraanan ng ating mundo. Hindi madali ang pinagdaraanan ng bawat Pilipino. Hindi madali ang humugot ng pag-asa sa panahong lubhang nakababahala. Ngunit sa kabila ng lahat, piliin mo pa rin na ang mga mata ay imulat. Piliin mo pa rin na ang kapwa ay sabay na iangat. Magbahagi ng tulong na nararapat. Hindi madali ang lahat. Ngunit anuman ang pinagdaraanan, nasa kamay at puso mo kung paano malalampasan. Maging bida para sa iba. Maging bida para sa isa't isa. Maging bida sa pagbibigay ng pag-asa.
Maging bida
Grabe, ang galing. Ang pogi nung gumawa ng video.
Ang galing. Ang ganda ng boses, ng modulation. Ang ganda.
Diba?
Yes. And punta na tayo sa topic natin for tonight.
Oo, no, ma. Sobrang 10 minutes na tayo. Ano, puro
ang ganda pala pala pag-uusapan natin. It's about millennials as advocates. So we're going to talk about how millennials are dominating and transforming the world we live in today and interact with causes and social issues. And of course, pag-uusapan natin to with a guest na makakapag-provide ng experience or kung ano man na experience niya about this topic. Sino ba yan, Max?
Sobra, Lord G. Sobrang excited ako tonight dahil sa guest natin. Kasi pina-follow ko siya sa TikTok. Mm-hmm. And sobrang ano, so I'm a fan. Ayan, so tonight's special guest is an online content creator and a certified millennial tita. So better known as Tita G on TikTok, who is a literal millennial and is a proud tita by heart. So her content revolves around working millennial tita who navigates through life as an adult while keeping up with the younger, older, and everyone in between generation. So wag na natin patagalin kasi I know ang dami niyang gustong i-share at ang dami nating matutunan sa kanya. So let's all welcome Tita G!
Hello! Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Lord J. Mac J. And I am mad.
Good evening. And welcome to the show. And remind lang natin yung chit-chatters natin that there will be pwede kayong mag-react sa mga sasabihin namin and all that. So mag-interact lang kayo with us and everything. Before anything else, pakilala muna tayo, Tita G, using our Getting to Know You or GTKY format. So yung
mga GTKY.
Go ahead, sorry.
Meron pa tayong dapat tanuin kay Tita J.
Oh, yes. Oo nga.
Ayan, so eto, Tita J. Tita G. Nalo na lahat. Ano ba?
Interchange. Gawin natin J para J na rin
pa. Oo, Tita G. Mad ka na ba?
Yes, mad na.
Love it. Okay. Oh, yeah. Punta na ulit tayo sa pagpapakilala. Sorry, na-miss kayo.
Okay.
So, ang tatanong namin sa'yo through our GTKY format is your full name or nickname, where you from, and kung saan ka ngayon, currently, and what keeps you busy nowadays?
Okay, so I'm known as Tita G. So the G stands for Grace. So I'm Grace ko. I'm currently residing now in Davao because of the work from home situation. So what's keeping me busy is I juggle my day to day with work because I am working full time. And at nighttime and during the weekends, I work on my content creation.
Nice. Mm-mm. And one more thing, any favorite or particular interest that you want to share with us? Anything under the sun na favorite mo?
Favorite ko lately ang gumawa ng kape na hand-brewed. Really? Yun yung aking pinagkakaabalahan lately. So graduate na ako sa mga graduate na ako sa mga 3-in-1, tsaka yung
so instant.
Okay. Graduate na ako so, doon. So,
sa mga matapang na ano,
yung mga kaya-kaya paglaban ng mga
kaya-kaya paglaban.
Oo, ganun.
Parang gusto ko yan. Ayan. Anyway, sige. Ito, Tito D, kasi for sure, ang daming gustong makilala pa kung sino talaga si Tita G. So, share to us, how were you growing up as a kid and how did you transition to becoming, a millennial tita? So, and, you know, what is your main advocacy or mission in life that you're a certified tita? Ayan.
Grabe, pang ano to? Pang Miss Universe pala yung tanungan dito. Ano? Okay. Well, you know, growing up, I think magkakaedad ba tayo, Lord J. Mac J?
Millennials. Ay,
mga millennials.
Millennials. Balik, I think no, yung generation natin, we grew up in a time wherein napagdaanan na natin yung hindi pa digital ang mga bagay-bagay. So meaning, lahat analog. So alam natin yung feeling na information is not readily available. Alam natin yung feeling na it takes time for us to meet our friends because we have to schedule, we have to call them via the landline and everything. So napagdaanan natin yung lahat. And I think sabay din tayo nag-transform when the world transformed, when technology came in and everything became instant. So for me growing up, I had that experience and I grew up parang with information becoming more and more available as the days goes by, lalo na ngayon, di ba? And yun, so kaya nung parang ngayon din, especially now no, that I am using my platform to talk about the millennial life, I am actually recounting my experiences from before and telling that story to my fellow millennials. Parang gusto ko din kasi parang bigyan ng voice yung mga kaedaran ko na parang let's talk about our experiences before and how can our experiences actually influence the younger generation and possibly inspire yung mga naunang generation. So, yun. At yun yung pinagkakaabalahan ko ngayon. Yung second question ni Mac is, ngayon na parang certified tita na ako, actually, in-embrace ko din yun eh, while a lot of people are parang, pero parang sinistereotype nila pag tita ka, masyado ka ng tumatanda ka na, or parang hindi ka na bagets. But I'd like to look at it as something na parang I am actually embracing. Because with my pagkatita, I also bring with me that experience and the learnings from my younger years. And I can actually use that so that I can help inspire more people to actually learn from my experiences. So, yun.
Yeah. Mag-agree talaga ako na masarap talagang balikan yung mga experience natin na sobrang ibang-iba na ngayon, di ba? Like, we couldn't imagine so kung gaano kabilis and gaano karaming information yung, like, information overload yung makikita natin ngayon. Dami-daming platforms din. And masayang balikan yung mga simpler side of things ng mga bata-bata pa tayo and everything. And i-compare sila. And bigyan ng light, or kumbaga bigyan ng idea rin yung mga a younger generation ngayon, di ba, about our past experiences. Nabanggit mo nga ngayon na ini-embrace mo na yung pagiging tita mo talaga, like, official tita. Matanong lang namin, what is it with the titas and titos of this time, la? Like, how do you know if one is a certified tito or tita, and what do you think is the most positive traits or characteristics nila?
Kailangan ko mag-note.
Oo nga, kasi
kailangan yung checklist.
Ay, certified na pala.
Checklist.
Well, I mean, ang una kong tanong, sumasakit na ba ang likod mo? Kasi kung sumasakit ang likod mo, welcome to the club. Kasi kung sumasakit ang likod mo, meaning marami kang ginagawa, busy ka at marami kang pinagkakaabalahan, eh, iba't ibang bagay, di ba? So, ako kaya sabi ko, okay, fine, sumasakit yung likod ko, that's a sign of being a tita. But I think that also says a lot about me doing the things that I would want to do and things that I am... parang things na gusto kong ma-achieve sa buhay. So, in terms of ano ba yung signs na talagang ikaw ay isang tita or tito? Well, for me, di ba sabi nila, may time in your life na nagta-transition ka to adulthood. Di ba sabi, oy, adulting, kasi ngayon mas aware na ako sa finances ko, ngayon mas conscious na ako sa relationships ko, sa timing at goals ng buhay ko. Pero ngayon na tita, or parang feeling ko nandito na ako ngayon, graduate na ako doon. Kumbaga, tapos na ako sa adulting, adult na ako.
Right.
Parang cementado na yon na parang adult na ako, di ba? So, yun, parang, and yun nga, I think as you grow older, you also become more conscious of the things that you would want to prioritize. Isa nga sa mga stereotype na sinasabi nila, na ba, parang, in our society now, sabi nila, when you reach a certain age, like, dapat, sabi nila, pag 28 ka, kailangan may asawa ka na, may anak ka na, successful yung career mo, masayang masaya ka na sa buhay mo. And I'm like, wait, wala pa akong na-achieve sa mga sa mga standard ng society na yun eh. Pero I'm actually okay with that because mas conscious ako ngayon sa kung anong gusto kong mangyari sa buhay ko. And I think yun yung realities ng you being an actual adult. Parang mas confident ka, or parang mas ano ka, kampante ka sa mga decision mo sa buhay. And you, as long as you're working towards your North Star, then I think okay lang, your own time.
Yeah, sobrang nakaka-relate ako dyan. Like kapag ano, 'di ba, may mga reunions, kapag uwi ka sa province, lalo na tayong mga taga-province, bigla yung mga tita at tito mo, okay lang ka mag-aasawa, sino girlfriend, ang daming tanong, Diyos ko. Anyway.
At saka yung mga signs of being a tito, no? Yung mga gusto mo ngayon, kapag namimili ka, hindi ka na lang basta yung mga damit and everything.
Tama.
May excite ka na sa mga bedsheets.
Yung mga plato sa mga baso.
Diba? At saka yung sumasakit yung likod, lagi mo nang best friend si White Flower or ano, ang mga liniment na nandiyan.
Anyway, Tita G, ngayon naman, let's talk about your online content as you know, Tita G on TikTok. I know you have like 1.2 likes on TikTok. Wow, sobrang dami nun. So, how did you come up with it? Or any, you know, inspiration in doing it? And what's your most exciting and most challenging experience in coming up with contents? I know kasi minsan, di ba, yung mga, mga content creators, minsan nakakapagod rin gumawa ng content. So, how do you create entertaining and very relatable content? And siguro, how do you enjoy it?
Okay. Well, grabe. Thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words. So, actually, my content as Tita G, it revolves around the working millennial tita. So, parang I wanted to create a persona that's actually based on what I am going through at this point in life. So, yung attack ko din sa content ko is I wanted to be very much genuine and relatable to my fellow titas and titos. So, I create skits that parang entertain, pero also at the same time, may underlying message. Like, for example, I'll give an example yung sinabi mo kanina sa reunion. Kakalabas ko lang ng content about that. Yung parang people are always asking you, stereotyping you about these things, pero what's wrong about my own timing? Wala namang mali doon, di ba? So, tapos nung pinush ko yung content na yun, nagulat ako, ang daming nakarelate, ang daming nag-share. So, I'm like, girl, hindi ako nag-iisa. Marami pala tayo ditong ganito yung problema. So, I love that I'm able to connect to my fellow millennials, no? And actually create content that resonates to them. Kasi yun nga, parang I would want to be that friend na hindi kayo nag-iisa dito. What you're experiencing, I'm also experiencing. So, yun yung pinaka-enjoyable for me actually. Kapag nakuha ko yung isang message that I would want to share to my audience and my audience resonates to that, yun yung parang pinakamasayang feeling for me actually. Kaya yun yung inspiration ko when I create content. Challenges? I think it's time management. Kasi I mentioned earlier, I'm working full-time. So, of course, syempre, may responsibilities tayo sa real life. So, may mga times din na parang hindi ko kayang ibigay yung time ko sa content creation. So, and parang it's so easy kasi to get pressured. Ako, inaamin ko, nape-pressure ako when I push out content. Or, you know, parang sabi ko, hindi na ako masyado as active. But na-realize ko din parang ayoko rin naman na yun lang din yung motivation ko na parang kaya ako nalalabas ng content kasi nape-pressure ako. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really what's my intention, di ba, when I push my content. And as long as nagagawa ko naman yun kahit hindi lagi, I think I'm okay with that. So yun lang talaga. Kasi di ba sa dami ng ginagawa natin talaga sa buhay, minsan kailangan natin mag-prioritize. So I think yun talaga, time. Time is gold for all of us. Yun yung pinaka-challenge ko.
Yeah. True, I think nakaka-fulfill talaga no, kapag alam mo maraming nakaka-relate dun sa mga content na nilalabas mo. And totoo, yung oras talaga kung saan mo ilalaan, especially at this age na ang daming mga platforms and information all around na kumukuha ng attention mo, sobrang kailangan mo talaga ma-manage yung time and you have to prioritize, okay, aling avenues lang ba yung gusto kong tingnan at ano lang ba yung gusto kong mag-deal with. Mabalik tayo in terms of like millennials being like advocates and promoting their advocacy. Established naman na kapag ka naging viral ka or something sa TikTok or any other social media platforms, usually entertaining yan or fun. But do you think it is also a effective platform sa paglabas ng advocacy or like pag-follow ng specific causes and promoting them?
Yeah, most definitely. Ngayon, kaya ako, I'm very surprised with the new media ngayon like TikTok kasi one post from a certain person, pag-shared by multiple times, grabe yung reach. Like, nagulat ako na isang beses, parang nag-uusap kami sa, nag-uusap kami ng friends ko. Tapos parang yung isang video na sobrang layo sa kanyang personality, nakarating sa kanya. So definitely, I think new media now has the power to reach the audience, na lalo na yung mga younger generation. Kasi nagjo-joke nga kami sa aking work, parang sabi ko, paano ba natin ma-reach ngayon yung mga mas bata? Kasi parang wala na sila sa Facebook. wala na rin sila sa wala na sila sa Twitter. Parang ngayon nandun na sila lahat sa TikTok or nasa ano yung ginagamit pang stream ng games. Parang nandun na sila ngayon. So so as someone who has influence or someone who has a following, I think we are also all responsible to use our voice to support causes that is aligned to our values. So ako, for example, when I push out my content, laging dumadaan yan sa dalawa, tatlo kong friends. Pinapacheck ko muna, parang gusto ko lang double check sa inyo kung yung content ko ba ay ayos ba, hindi ba to nakaka-offend, align ba to sa ating values as you know, as tayo. So, I mean, as simple as that, di ba? And also kasi when you have a platform, syempre different brands, different causes will go to you. We also have to be conscious kung sino ba yung mga pinipili natin na bigyan ng exposure sa ating channel. Mm. Lalo na ngayon, alam natin yan, mapa-religious, mapa-political, di ba? Or mapa-civic causes yan. So, I guess ultimately it boils down kung ano yung values mo din as a person with influence. At yun nga sabi nila, give clout to those people who deserve clout or to those causes that deserve clout. Kasi nga, clout is parang ngayon lahat ng tao gusto ng attention, lahat ng brands gusto ng attention, diba? Pero let's also be responsible to also give it to those who deserve that clout.
Yeah, ang galing. Actually, yun nga rin. Kasi parang as millennials din, we become very responsible on what to promote. And given the platform, we really use it to inspire and influence more people. So, Tita, kasi I know marami pa kaming gustong questions na tanungin sa'yo. But since we lack time, siguro ito yung last and final question namin. So what's your, you know, mga valuable realizations or learnings? And isama na natin yung advices on, you know, those who wants to use their platform in and taking advantage in their platforms and yung popularity nila with causes and social issues na gusto nilang i-push pa. And siguro final message mo na rin sa mga nanonood.
Mm-mm. Ako, I believe that no matter how big or small your platform is, as long as you believe in a certain cause, then by all means, use your voice. Mapa 100, mapa 1,000, mapa 100,000 followers ka man on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. If you really believe in a certain cause or a certain advocacy, then by all means, use that kasi that one follower or those 100 followers will definitely hear from you and hindi mo alam kasi kung ilan doon yung magre-react. Pero at least alam mo nakarating yung mensahe mo. So, use your voice. As millennials, I think we are in a very good position to influence those who are younger than us and at the same time, kalabitin yung mga mas older than us and possibly inspire them with how we you know fight for our causes and fight for what we believe in. So let's use that power. And I think may gift yung mga millennials kasi nga nag-transition tayo, so alam natin paano yung from an analog to digital. So we let's use that parang advantage, diba, so that we get to amplify causes that we believe in. So yon. And sabi ko din, lagi ko sinasabi na parang anumang edad mo, bata ka man or mas tuman or elder millennial ka man, by all means, kung gusto mong i-pursue yung pagiging content creator mo or use that influence of yours, I think age is really just a number, cliche as it may sound. So don't let that stop you. So go for it.
Grabe. Gusto ko yung sinabi ni Tita G. Lorje, yung your voice is a power. And diba, we all have that power. Like ako rin eh, kasi ito na yung takeaway ko actually. Whenever I give talks, may target ako na sana, depende yan eh, kasi yung sinabi nga ni Tita G na kapag isa lang yung follower mo or isa lang, diba, 100 or millions yung nakikinig sa'yo, okay lang yung as long as na-relay mo yung gusto mong message na maparating sa kanila, okay na yun. Kasi whenever I give talks, ang target ko doon, kahit isa lang talaga ang ma-inspire sa kwento ng MAD, okay na ako. I mean, I did my job. And I think yun rin yung ano eh, yun yung gusto iparating ni Tito G sa atin, na kahit na hindi million-million, yung nagfa-follow sa'yo or nakikinig, basta may isa kang ma-inspire keda, kesa sa ilang taon man yan, bata or matanda or millennial, then that's already a power, di ba?
Yeah, ganda. Ako naman ang key takeaway ko is embrace the call of the times. Minsan na-pressure tayo, bakit parang ang bilis-bilis lumipas ng oras sa panahon? Kailangan natin siyang embrace. Ganun talaga, tuloy-tuloy yung mundo, maraming nagbabago, maraming nangyayari. And follow your timing. Sabi nga ni Tita G kanina, maraming pressure yung society in terms of standards na kung kailan mo dapat, at what age ka dapat maging ganito, maging established. Follow your own timing kasi iba-iba pa rin yan sa tao. Meron sigurong standard yung society, hindi mo kailangan magpa-pressure at hindi mo kailangan sumunod. Diba? Katuwa naman yung mga inputs. Bago ka namin pakamulan, Tita G, meron pa tayong isang surprise gimmick segment and fun segment na lagi namin pinaprepare para sa aming mga guests. Pero before tayo pumunta doon, hindi ko nakakalimutan this time, tatanungin ka muna namin. Cheat Chatters, Tita G, mad ka na ba?
Yes, mad na.
Yes! Okay, so ito, matetest yung millennial wits nating tatlo. Hindi ako nag-prepare dito para fair.
Kasama ako.
Kasama tayong tatlo. So, isispell natin yung word na millennial. Ang hirap na. Isispell natin yung word na millennial. Tapos, bawat letter, iikot lang sa ating tatlo. Mag-iisip tayo ng any word na related sa mga napag-usapan natin ngayon. Any word or phrase na nagsisimula dun sa letter na yun. Okay? Okay. So, matatest yung ating thinking cap sa tang wits natin dito. Start na tayo sa'yo, Mac J. At ating dictionary. Start sa'yo tayo sa Mac J kasi letter M yung una eh. So, oh letter M.
M, mapagmahal.
Okay. Tita G, ikaw, letter I.
Intelligent.
Okay, ako letter L. Leave the times. Ikaw na, Mako. Double L yun, so letter L ka ulit.
Loving. English ng mapagmahal.
Loving. Dito G, letter E.
E, empathetic.
Yeah, mahalaga yan, empathy. Mm-hmm. It's a very important value nowadays. No? Ako, letter N now. Kailangan pahalagahan natin ang ngayon.
Andaya mo, naka-prepare ka, Lord.
Hindi ako naka-prepare. Letter N ulit. Mac.
Ako na. Ako na, letter? Na. Anong letter
N
na?
Ulit. Double N, di ba? Ikaw na, letter N.
Tagalog nung now mo, ngayon.
Ngayon. Letter I, Tita G.
Importante. Dahil importante ang ating role.
Letter A. Oh, ito, maganda to. Advocacy. So, gamitin natin ang ating mga platform sa pagpapalawak at pagpopromote ng ating mga advokasya. Finally, Mac J, letter L.
Letter L. Hindi ko na pwede ulitin yung ano eh.
Hindi na.
Siguro,
bawal na ang love.
Live now. Yun yung always ko rin sinasabi sa sarili ko. Kasi as millennials, we, di ba, pressured tayo sa mga ganap mga buhay-buhay. So I think yun rin yung sinasabi ko sa sarili ko that no, always live now because mas importante yung present kesa dun sa ini-expect ng mga tao sa atin. Makonek ko!
O diba na ikaya na itawid naman natin yung pag-spending ng millennial? Okay, thank you very much for being such a good sport, Tita G, and for all the inputs na nakuha namin sa'yo tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay, thank you so much, Lord J, Mac J, and of course, Mad, for inviting me. Super had fun tonight.
Okay. Thank you for joining us in this episode, Chichatters, in this Chicha Fridays by I Am Mad on TNC. Get to know more about I Am Mad, making a difference and support our initiatives by following and messaging us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/IAmMakingADifference or email us at imadph@gmail.com. You may also listen to our volunteer stories or podcasts directly and no sign-in required via anchor.fm/IAmMad or search Mad Talks Podcast by I Am Making a Difference on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and start your Mad Audio Habit. This is Lord J. Kuya Taz Rogel Estacio Jr. hailing from the land of milk and honey, streaming from Wellington, New Zealand. Kia ora koutou katoa from Aotearoa. This has been Chill and Charity Fridays by I Am Mad on TNC, where we talk about love, living, learning, and of course, the magic of volunteerism. Let's do good, feel good, and talk good.
And remember, charity begins at home and extends to the communities beyond our walls. So join us again next Friday at 6:30 p.m. Philippine Standard Time as we make the start of your every weekend lighter and lovelier with civic engagement conversations that go beyond, far beyond politics and chismes. There. So as we end this episode, you'd like, as we always do, let's treat ourselves with this weekend's Chicha Fridays SSS. Bago to ha? Or special
sound session.
So, ayan, I think bago to ginawa to ni Vino. Ayan, di ko to nakita. Okay, so chillax and watch and listen to an original song by iconic French singer Edith. Ang hirap naman ito. Ba't napunta to sa akin? Pia. Edith Piaf with popular version by Louise Armstrong. Here's the actress. Here's an actress, theater player, voiceover talent, a ukulele and guitarist, and a freelancer model, Jonna Basanta, for her rendition of French song La Vion Rose. Ang hirap naman! Or Life in Pink in English.
So Life again, in Pink,
I
yes.
am Mac J, Kuya Macaravan. So ang Jolly Bro na mga volunteer, hashtag Makwentong Volunteer, streaming from Mandaluyong Cities. This is Chicha Fridays by I Am Making a Difference para sa mas masayang bayanihan. Chill at talakayan, charity at kulitan, Chichatters, Lord J! Mad ka na ba?
Mad! Na!
Hi! Panoorin natin ito. Nahirapan akong i-pronounce. So, panoorin natin ito, guys.
Hindi madali ang pinagdaraanan ng ating mundo. Hindi madali ang pinagdaraanan ng bawat Pilipino. Hindi madali ang humugot ng pag-asa sa panahong lubhang nakababahala. Ngunit sa kabila ng lahat, piliin mo pa rin na ang mga mata ay imulat. Piliin mo pa rin na ang kapwa ay sabay na iangat. Magbahagi ng tulong na nararapat. Hindi madali ang lahat. Ngunit anuman ang pinagdaraanan, nasa kamay at puso mo kung paano malalampasan. Maging bida para sa iba. Maging bida para sa isa't isa. Maging bida sa pagbibigay ng pag-asa.
Launching your own podcast, but don't know how and where to start? Let ValuePod Productions Podcast Editing and Management Services help you effortlessly launch, syndicate, and grow your podcast. Message us at facebook.com/ValuePod Productions. ValuePod Productions Podcast Editing and Management Services, humanizing personal connections through podcasting.